From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of protesters converged Saturday on a German alpine resort ahead of the two-day summit of the Group of Seven Industrialized Democracies. There were reports of clashes with police in the town of Garmisch-Partenkirchen, where some 20,000 security personnel vastly outnumbered about 5,000 protesters. As VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, though economic matters are the main agenda, the troubles in Ukraine and the Islamic State will also be part of the discussions.
Some G7 nations are participating in allied bombing raids against the Islamic State group, and the fighters' recent capture of Ramadi in Iraq has left many wondering whether Mr. Obama's strategy is working. The biggest issue, however, is Russia, excluded from the meeting for a second year. There are questions here about the U.S. leader's approach to Russia, one that White House officials, including spokesman Josh Earnest, acknowledge has not changed Vladimir Putin's behavior in Ukraine.
The economic pressure that's been applied to Russia has not yet resulted in President Putin changing his strategic calculus.
Luis Ramirez, near the site of the G7 summit in Garmisch, Germany.
Before traveling to Germany, U.S. President Barack Obama delivered the eulogy for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, who died earlier this month of brain cancer. The president struggled to control his emotions as he spoke of Beau Biden as an original who lived his life for others.
Beau Biden was an original. He was a good man, a man of character, a man who loved deeply, and was loved in return.
The younger Biden was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2013. This is VOA News. Turkish voters go to the polls Sunday in a key parliamentary election, which will help determine if President Recep Tayyip Erdogan gets to expand his powers or not. Turkey's pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party rallied for votes in Istanbul Saturday ahead of the country's parliamentary vote. The event came after two explosions at another Kurdish party rally killed two people on Friday. The Kurds are believed to be crucial in determining whether Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu's ruling AKP gets the supermajority it needs in Sunday's elections. VOA Kurdish service reporter Mutu Sivaroglu says the mood is tense and a close ballot is expected.
One chance for the HDP is that, like I said, there are people outside of their traditional voting base that they realize this reality, they are aware of this reality, so they may be going to the polls and voting for HDP to prevent Mr. Erdogan to be president.
AKP wants a large majority that would allow it to change Turkey's constitution and transfer Davutoğlu's executive powers to President Erdogan in a new system. The death toll in central China from a capsized tour ship on the Yangtze River rose to 396 Saturday as recovery teams continued to search for the vessels. Most of the victims have been recovered since the ship was righted on Friday. Only 14 people have been rescued since the Eastern Star went down in severe weather late Monday. The United Nations says that peace talks between Yemeni rebels and the internationally recognized government in exile will take place June 14th in Geneva. A UN spokesman announced the date on Saturday, saying that Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the agreement by President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi and Shiite Houthi rebels who control the capital city, Sana'a. A peace conference set for late last month was postponed after the government and other key parties asked for more time to prepare for the talks. Earlier Saturday, Saudi officials said their forces had intercepted a Scud missile fired into the kingdom's southwestern region from Yemeni territory. The Saudi state news agency said a U.S.-made Patriot missile battery was used to shoot down the Scud. And at the 147th Belmont Stakes in New York, a 37-year-old drought has ended when Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner American Pharoah captured the Triple Crown. With Victor Espinoza aboard, American Pharoah covered the 2.4-kilometer track ahead of Frosted. The last horse to win all three races, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, was affirmed in 1978. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.